Epilogue.
Night and controlled rage wrapped Malgus. His anger smoldered always now, and his thoughts mirrored the Calignus air. He had taken a ship in secret from the unknown regions where he was currently stationed and made his way to the planet. No one knew he had come. He focused on keeping his force signature suppressed. He did not want anyone to learn of his presence prematurely. A sliver of moon cut a narrow slit in the dark sky, painted everything in grays and blacks. The stone wall of the compound, 8 meters tall, rose before him, its surface as rough and pitted as Malgus's mien. Drawing on the force, he augmented a leap that carried him up and over the wall. He landed in a well-tended garden courtyard. Sculpted dwarf trees and bushes cast strange, malformed shadows in the moonlight. The gentle sound of a fountain mixed with the night hum of insects. Malgus moved through the garden, a deeper darkness among the shadows, his boots soft on the grass. A few lights lit the windows of the rectangular manse that sat in the center of the grounds. The manse, the garden, the fountain, all of it looked similar to some soft world in the Republic. Some decadent Jedi sanctuary where so-called Force scholars pondered peace and sought tranquility. Malgus knew it was folly. Empires and the men who ruled empires could not stay sharp when surrounded by comfort, by peace, by love. Low voices sounded from ahead, barely audible in the stillness. Malgus did not slow and made no attempt to hide his approach as he emerged from the darkness of the garden. They saw him immediately, 2 Imperial troopers in half armor. They leveled their blaster rifles.
Who in the...
He drew on the force, gestured as if he were shooing away insects, and sent both of the troopers flying against the wall of the manse, hard enough to crack bone. Both sagged to the ground, unmoving. The black eyes of their helmets stared at Malgus. He walked between their bodies and through the sliding doors of the manse, reminded of his attack on the Jedi Temple back on Coruscant. Except then, Alina had accompanied him. It seemed a lifetime ago. Thinking of Alina blew oxygen on the embers of his anger. In life, Alina had been his weakness, a tool to be exploited by rivals. In death, she had become his strength, her memory the lens of his rage. He resided in the calm eye of a storm of hate. Power churned around him, within him. He did not feel as if he were drawing on the Force, using it. He felt as if he were the Force, as if he had merged with it,